This is Grant Kaltenbach with SEMO Spotlight.
Hello, my name is Tanner Sattelbatcher. I'm an environmental science health major and a geoscience minor here at SEMO. With my geoscience minor, I've taken a lot of earth science classes like meteorology and geology, and actually through those classes, my professor told us about an opportunity to go to the Badlands of Montana for a week of field work to prospect for dinosaur fossils and hike around, which the Badlands are a really harsh and dry environment with just beautiful buttes and rock formations that were honestly breathtaking. And I had already fallen in love with geoscience in school because it makes sense of the world around you and you just understand the processes and why things are happening on Earth. But to be able to go into the field and have the opportunity to apply what I've learned in class and to see the principles and concepts like fossil succession or the rock layers and strata was really cool. Like one day we went out in the field and actually hiked in an area where there was a layer in the rock column known as the KPG boundary. And that layer of sediment has really high levels of iridium metal, which is a really rare metal on Earth, but it's really abundant in asteroids. And that evidence, along with fossil succession, supports that at that time on Earth, about 66 million years ago, an asteroid hit the Earth and actually caused the extinction of about 75% of species, including non-avian dinosaurs. And we got to touch that and hike there and see that. And we also found lots of bones, and we were able to get permission to bring some of those back with us to the university. And we are currently studying and cleaning those. And we actually have found that one of the bones in the lab, actually the bone my professor, Pamela Mills, found, is hollow. So that's pretty indicative that it's a theropod bone, or more commonly known as a carnivore bone, like a velociraptor or a T-Rex. And so that's pretty cool. Something I really didn't expect was how much work it was going to be. I knew it was going to be hard. But once you find a bone out there in the field, you do have to pack out water and plaster. And then you have to, you know, carry that dinosaur bone out of the field. And sometimes it's 40, 50 pounds, pretty heavy. And you're not really close to a car. So you're walking maybe a mile or so back. It's challenging, it's hot, it's dry, but it was really amazing to get to experience that. When we first started, I think all of us were a little nervous. We didn't know exactly what to expect. None of us had ever touched a dinosaur bone before. We also didn't know what we were looking for. I went out thinking, oh, I'm going to find a white bone, you know, in the museum. And then you get out there, and they definitely are not white. They're dirty, and they're actually like a pinkish color. And I was definitely looking for white bones the first couple of days, and I did not find much. But yeah, found some reddish bones out there. Overall, it was a really humbling experience because it's so vast and wild, and you feel so small out there. And then you're walking along, and something catches your attention, or you stumble across something, and it's a dinosaur bone. And you're like, wow, I'm holding a fossil that hasn't been seen or touched in 66 million years. It still kind of gives me chills to this day thinking about that.
This has been SEMO Spotlight. For more SEMO Spotlight podcasts, check out krcu.org.